stronger than you know. Let the fire in your heart begin to grow. Loving me is enough. I'm breaking through the dark, shining with my truth and lighting up my heart. Every day I rise, every moment's tough, but loving me is enough.
Hey everyone, it's me and I'm back. And yes, oh my God, it has been 3 years. 3 years of silence, 3 years of growth, 3 years of breaking, rebuilding, praying, stretching, and simply being like your girl Michelle Obama becoming. And today I'm going to reintroduce myself. And it's not because I forgot who I was, but because I'm not the same woman who started this podcast over three years ago. So to those that are joining for the first time, welcome to the Love of Me is Enough podcast. And to those who are rejoining me, my faithful listeners who's been waiting 3 long years, welcome back. I am so glad to have you guys back. And I'm going to reintroduce myself this way. I am your girl, your host, your sister, your relatable coach and therapist, Natasha Hatchett. And it's such a pleasure to be back. So let's get into it. When I first created this podcast, I was learning how to choose myself, learning how to set boundaries, learning how to stop apologizing for my voice, my growth, my shift. I was discovering that loving me wasn't selfish, but it was survival. But what I didn't realize was loving yourself was not a destination. It's a discipline. It's a decision. And sometimes it requires disappearing so you can develop. See, I felt the need to always stay present, stay on the scene, not realizing that I too was going to have to take a break. So I know you're probably wondering, why was she gone for so long? And why did it take her so long to come back? Well, I didn't leave because I quit. I left because I was evolving. There were relationships that stretched me, moments that truly humbled me, dreams that confronted me, and prayers that broke me open. Child, we gonna get into it in this season. There were seasons where I had to practice everything that I preached and everything that I was speaking about, everything that I had put on these podcasts. Yeah, your girl has been through it. And sometimes you can't teach from a wound. You have to heal first. So I didn't want to just bleed all over the place. So I decided to take a step back and do what I needed to do. So I healed. I grew. I faced myself. I stopped negotiating my standards. I deepened spiritually. I got honest about my patterns. I broke cycles. Yes. And I chose peace. And now I'm back, whole and ready to help you do the same. So you may be wondering, that's good. But who are you now? Well, let me tell you. If you're new here, let me introduce myself. I'm a woman who believes that loving yourself is not arrogance. It's alignment. I'm a mother, a visionary, a life coach, an intern therapist, a woman of faith. I am the founder of Tasha Hatchett Consulting, where we empower and restore lives with the belief that anything is possible. Who I'm not, I am no longer apologizing for my voice, my growth, my influence, my shift, and my much needed boundaries. Loving me is enough, not because I'm perfect, but because I'm committed to becoming. What can you expect in this season? Oh my gosh, what will this season be about? What does she have to say now? You're not the only one asking that question. Over the last 3 years, I've asked myself the very same question. What are you going to talk about? What do you have to say now? You've said all that you can say. You don't want to sound repetitive or redundant. What's new? Well, let me tell you. This season will be deeper. Oh my gosh, this season we're going to be talking about breaking soul ties, healing relationship patterns, spiritual alignment, emotional maturity, boundaries without guilt, and choosing peace over pressure. We're also going to be talking about becoming the version of you that doesn't shrink to be loved. Oh my God, that's going to be powerful. So what I'm saying to you is that this is no longer surface level self-care. Baby girl, brother, this is going to be some soul work. So if you're listening, maybe you too have disappeared. Maybe you outgrew rooms. Maybe you stopped answering phone calls. Maybe you chose healing over history. And maybe you finally said, enough is enough. Let me tell you something. You didn't fall off. You were like me and Michelle Obama. You were becoming. And if no one told you lately, sweet thing, loving you is enough. So I am so excited to be back. I'm so excited to be sharing and caring and interacting and evolving with you. And another thing I'll be doing this season is I'll probably be doing video. Yay! So I just wanted to kind of reintroduce myself and let you know that although I've been gone for 3 years, I did not forget about you. I did not forget about who I am. It was just a season of evolving and becoming. So this is a new era, a refined voice, a healed perspective, and I'm not coming back smaller, but I'm coming back aligned. I want to thank you so much for waiting. Thank you for growing, and thank you so much for choosing yourself and choosing me because you hit play and you listen to the end. Welcome back to the Loving Me is Enough podcast. Welcome back to this sacred space, this safe space. Excuse me, see, I've been gone for a while. Welcome back to the space where we're not just surviving, we're transforming. And I want you to know that you can reach out to me at any time and voice your opinions and maybe give a topic or two that you would like to hear us discuss. But in all, let's give ourselves a round of applause because baby, we are back and we are better and we are becoming. So that's our very short intro episode. Hope to see you. Oh, new episodes will be dropping every Sunday. So click the like, click your notifications because you don't want to miss it. So with that being said, thank you so much for welcoming back into your homes, your cars, wherever you're listening. I'm so excited to be back. Hope to see you soon. Hope to listen in soon so we can know and understand that loving us is certainly enough. See you soon.